Just because I love you, it don't mean I trust you. Everybody not to be trusted. Everybody around me thugging. Everybody around me drugging. Everybody around me hustling. Everybody know not to bring no new rigging around me. They say I be bugging. Got racks in the go yard luggage. Just because I love you, it don't mean I trust you. Everybody not
to. What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Uncut with Q, where on this podcast, we talk about all things business, mindset, entrepreneurship, literally everything, man. And it's so awesome to see the support that we've been getting over these last couple of days as we've relaunched the podcast. And I've been dedicating myself to filming more episodes. Is this your first time filming? I just got to ask you a favor, guys, share the shit out of this podcast. That's how we get this thing out there. I don't want to pay for ads. I don't want to do any of that. I just want you guys to get value from this and then throw it out there. So if you get perspective from today's episode, all I ask is that you go out and you share it with someone that you believe can gain value from this episode. And so, man, this is something that gets thrown around the entrepreneurship space a lot. And I've been in rooms where this has been a question. I've been in high level masterminds where this has been a question. And, you know, I've been personally asked this question multiple times, and it's how do you balance being a parent and running a business? And this is super, super tough for any of you guys that have ever decided to just jump out and build something yourself. I shit you not, fatherhood's going to either amplify the business or it's going to hold you back from the business. You got to, but this is the thing, you get to decide where that affects you. And so people have asked me this question, and I've seen this tossed around in multiple masterminds. And it's definitely something I wanted to kind of just really give y'all some perspective on this. Now, for me, and this is something that I believe in very heavily, it starts with God, then it starts with family, and then it starts with business. And that is the tree that I honor. I cannot tell you guys how many times I've canceled business meetings or appointments because my son needed me, or my baby mom needed me, or I needed to be somewhere for my family. And this is, I believe, the most challenging part of what it is to become an entrepreneur and to start something great for yourself is either your kid, you see them as an anchor, like they hold you back from accomplishing your goals, or they are an engine and they actually drive you to where it is that you want to go. And everyone has a different perspective on this, but in my opinion, and you will hear me say this on multiple podcasts, on multiple platforms, I'm a dad before I'm a businessman. Point fucking blank, period. There will not, I got into business so that there will never be a day where I would miss my son's baseball practice, where I would miss my son his first play, where I would miss my son doing something insane with his life, or even just a heartbreak or whatever it is that he goes through. I want to always be there for him. And I truthfully believe that as a father and as a dad, you have to make that part of the business plan. You have to make that a part of the business plan. And I think that there are too many dads out here that really just try to push family to the side. And just from personal experience, I can tell you guys right now, if you do not prioritize your family and you do not make your family a part of the business plan, what you don't pay attention to is going to leave you. And I just got done going through a 10-year breakup, man. And if there's one thing that I can tell you guys is that shit fucking sucks. It sucks not being able to wake up to my son as often as I'd like to anymore. It sucks not having him 24/7 in my life where I can just be present with him when I come home, when I want to come to the office, when I want to bring him to whatever it is that I have going on. It's like, it's an experience, you know? So I decided that as I gone into now being a single parent, right? And again, like we co-parent, so it's not like the mother of my child isn't present for my son. She very much is so. But now having to be met with this new challenge where essentially I have to allocate the time and allocate money and allocate certain things so that I can make sure that the business is still running, but I'm also able to spend time with my son, has been really, really, really daunting, but it's also very rewarding. You know, now when I'm spending time with my son, like I know that I deserve that. You know what I'm saying? And so for you guys that are here that are listening to this podcast, man, challenging part of majority of parents that get into business is really just finding time. So what I'm going to recommend for everybody that's listening to this right now is I'm going to recommend that you allow, like that you jot out the time frame. So there's this book that I read, and it's one of my favorite books. It's called Eat That Frog, and he talks about procrastination. And so think about the very first three things that you know hold you back from accomplishing a very successful day. It could be a healthy breakfast. It could be spending time with your family. It could be going to the gym and prioritizing your health. There's a lot of different things that it could be, but if there's one thing that I can mention in the, and just cause I want to be as straightforward as possible, is most of you guys, y'all put off all of that shit toward the end of the day when you have no energy for it anymore. And I promise you that's going to reciprocate and bleed into everything else in your life. If you continue to live and establish yourself in that manner, you're going to have a very, very terrible experience when you wake up one day and you realize that all this time has gone by and you missed every single fucking important thing that happened in your kid's life. You have to prioritize these things. And so what I'm going to recommend for you guys is to add family to the business plan. I don't care what your relationship is with the significant other that you have, whether you're male or female, listen to this right now. You have to prioritize spending time with your family. That doesn't mean that you have to be up your baby mama's ass or up your baby dad's ass. It means that you have to prioritize the child because that's what's the most important here. And so I take a lot of time off in my life to spend with my son because I truthfully believe that the more time I spend with him, the better I operate as a businessman. He gives me so much hope because he's so smart and I get to see that every single goddamn day. And when he's being creative, it makes me want to be creative. My kid drives me to become better. I remember the day that he was born, I was driving for dollars and knocking on doors, trying to find someone who was willing to sell me a house. That was my mission that day. And it's because I had nothing to show for it. But I remember that day when his mother called me and she was like, I'm going into labor. We got to go to the hospital, all that stuff, right? We get to the hospital. She's being admitted. I'm literally working during this time frame. I missed out on some of the most important parts of my son's life and even being there for his mom because I prioritize business and she resents me for it. And so this is something that could happen to you. So learn from my mistakes. In my opinion, I wish I could go back in time and have prioritized that before prioritizing what I was doing in business. And granted, I wanted to hustle because I wanted to make money. My son was about to be born. I had nothing to show for it. I barely closed a couple of real estate deals and used that money to get out of debt and get off probation. But I didn't necessarily have to do that that day. But I was just, I was driven, man. I wanted to give my son something that he never experienced through me. And so, you know, the memories I have with my dad and just being completely honest with y'all, my father gave me terrible, terrible, terrible fucking traumas and just terrible experiences. And as much as I love my dad, you know, he passed away a couple of days ago. I talked about this on the podcast, but as much as I loved him, I also knew the type of man that he was. And I also knew what he had left on the table by the time he and I had stopped talking. Cause I was about 13 years old when we went separate ways, but I remember the experiences. I remember him not taking me to football practice. I remember him not being there for me in time frames where I was doing all kinds of stuff. Now it wasn't the same thing cause my dad would drink and he would go out and he'd get drunk and he was an abuser, you know? And so he was like beating us all the time. I didn't have like, now all those memories, I didn't have any good memories, but I remember all the bad things. And so you got to ask yourself this, right? What is your kid going to remember about you? Your kid is figuring you out every single goddamn day. And there's going to come a time if you're not leading by example, you're going to tell your kid, you can be anything you want, son. And he's going to say, great. Why aren't you, dad? You can have anything in this world you can, sweetheart. Really, mom? Well, why don't you? Why don't you? When that happens, that's when that realization is going to kick in and you realize the entire time that you've been parenting that you weren't operating at your highest levels. You weren't showing them certain things. You weren't spending time with them. You were ignoring the things that they were passionate about. As I've grown up, I've gotten a chance to forgive my dad for those things, like the memories that I have when I was a kid, but they still bleed deep into my life today. Like I still have traumas. I still have moments today where I hit myself because I wasn't strong enough to protect my brothers and sisters when my dad would beat the fuck out of us. And so those are traumas that live on within me. Yours does not have to be with what you leave with your kid and what they remember growing up. That does not have to be what I went through. But it could be that my mom wasn't here all the time. Or when I got my heart broken, she didn't show up. Or when I got beat up at school, my dad wasn't there. It could be a lot of different things because kids experience things. They're experiencing life. They're growing older. And I promise you this, they are soaking up this shit like a goddamn sponge. So if they see you being fucking cheater and like fucking up chicks, believe me, they're gonna walk in those footsteps. If they see you fucking eating shitty food, they're going to walk in that footsteps. If they see you not working out and not being the best version of yourself, they're going to follow in those footsteps. They literally replicate what we do and say. And so every conversation that I have is always about greatness, especially when my son's here. My son gets to come to my office when he gets out of school. He spends about 5 hours with me while his mom's at work, and he gets to see his dad operate. He gets to see his dad coach. He gets to see his dad speak. He gets to see his dad do all these podcasts and all these videos and everything. I lead by example. I want him to experience this because I want him to believe that whatever I was able to accomplish in my life, he'll be able to accomplish in his life too. And so again, we can give our kids everything we want in this world. We can give them the house, we can give them the car, we can give them the school, we can give them whatever we want. But if we're not giving them the lessons and the knowledge and the experience, that's where it ends with you, man. Whatever you gave them, it ends with you. Are they going to look at that like this is the greatest thing that my parents ever taught me, or this is what I resent my parents for and this is why I am the way that I am? And so remember, your kids are a part of the business plan. There's no balance, but when you time block for these things and you have an agreement, whether you're with the person that you had kids with or you're not, and you have those kids in your life and you're present, bro, it's gonna be hard, but it's also going to be worth it. Make family, make your kids a part of the business plan, include them somehow. Load them up in the car and go driving for dollars. Load them up in the car, go knocking on doors. Do whatever you need to do to make sure that you're spending time with them and that you're teaching them things and that you're showing them what life can be like through the things that you do and say and the places that you go. I'd rather show my son George Washington fucking shit in the DC White House, whatever, and the history of our presidents than to fucking just have him go to school and rely on the school system, which is trash, to teach my son. And that's just the reality. So that's my lesson for you guys today. I really appreciate y'all hanging out with me. Remember, you are a parent before you are a business person. Remember that and keep that at the forefront of everything that you do. Love you guys so much. Catch y'all on the next one. Let's get it. I want the check.